What's up, everyone? I'm DevDaw Devin, and welcome to another episode of Designing Laughs, where clients help me complete the challenge of designing a memorable logo in just a moment or laugh at our designs in just a moment. Today's special guest client is none other than Jasper. Jasper, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. It's been a long day though. Sometimes, when I'm at work, it's just have one of those days. But when it's over, you're glad work is done, you come home, then your day start doing good.
Right, I feel you on that part. I understand. Hey, if you don't mind telling me, who are we designing for today?
We're designing for Maximum Solutions.
Maximum Solutions. Now,
Yes.
if you don't mind me t taking a stab at it, I like to do like a little icebreaker where I try to guess on, based off the words alone, what the company might be or what industry it might represent. So based off the what you're telling me, maximal solutions, is that like an equation to global warming or something like that? Is it like a like you guys are like the top secret NASA or some shit?
Keep going, bro. Keep guessing.
All right,
Keep going.
well, how about something like maximal solutions? Is it like a gas powered hybrid? It makes no sense, but yet here we are.
Keep
You
that.
tell
Keep
me.
keep. I tell you what it is, man. Maximum Solutions is a it's a IT company. It is basically a company that has solutions for like your computer problems and like cybersecurity and stuff like that. It's kind of like multifaceted. It's well, first we got one part of it is just security, where we do IT audits, and then we do in like any general security on like the networking and stuff like that. Then we also have the web design, where we design your website. We get the little make it look good, fix it up, just in case you might wanna, like, you have done a website, we might fix it up, or you wanna start from scratch, or you want to get some consultation or some pointers. And then we have the other part, right? Which is like the cloud computing, where if you want like a cloud service or like a software as a like design or stuff like that, like the computing, like the cloud computing service, then we could kind of cover that. So that's what Maximum, which is kind of like covering like almost all areas. Try to be that company that covers you in all areas when it comes to like specific concentration, like IT. So that's
Understood.
what
Understood.
that is, yeah.
Okay. Well, if you don't mind me asking, like, who are some of your competitors? Like, tell me more about like what makes you all unique and so much different, and how can I help you today?
Well, I mean, we got other competitors that's out there. I mean, it could be Google,
Okay.
that company,
Okay.
or like like Apple or Microsoft, or but I
Okay.
mean, we'll try to play against those boys, but the big guys, the big guns, but usually,
Understand.
we try to want to touch all grounds,
Okay.
not just like have like a one just concentration, because when you're in the computer field and everybody's trying to join it now, it's now is the
Right.
big thing. And the biggest thing right now is cybersecurity. So
Right.
really trying to have and protect everybody's services through networking, any type of way, man, it's awesome. Like, it really, people really need to start getting into that right now, because it's the biggest thing that's going crazy right now. And it's also very, one of the most important things right now too, is protecting your data, protecting your identity, because you hear it all the time, people getting scammed, bro. So it's like,
Yeah.
Why not join in it? Because they really need a lot of people to get in, especially into the like cybersecurity field.
Understood. Understood. Because like that's a field that's like there's no ceiling to that. It's going to continue to keep on growing, growing. Like that's one of the industries that, even though the tech industry as a whole, they say is is having his challenging, moments. Like, they're downsizing in a lot of those companies, like you said, Google and Apple and things like that. It still is an industry that is still really is booming in different sectors and different markets, depending on their own niche. And that's pretty cool that you are up to the challenge to be able to stick your toes in the water, as they say.
Yeah, it's, you hear it all the time, and you see it like on the news, like, amazing that, we are getting so caught up in, getting into computers. Like, we're so starting to like put almost everything on, a laptop, or
Okay.
everything on a network. So it's like, we need, like, there's a lot of people that know how to do that stuff, but we also need the people that they'll be able to protect it. Right.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's growing, like you said, it's growing, it's getting ready. It's not really any ceiling, man. We need it. It's like somebody told me before that, there's like, it's very underemployed. Like, it really needs a
Right.
lot of people. Like, there's millions and millions of positions that need to be filled for like other companies and stuff. So it's important. That would probably be, and probably that would be like one of the biggest parts of the company. But because
Okay.
people got that other stuff, too, people are trying to like, probably trying to touch all fields, just not trying to
All
be just
right.
one thing. You're trying to like be a jack of all, So, but yeah, man, it's really needed.
For the podcast, however, I want to know, how can I help you today as far as, like, if you were to try to narrow it down for one aspect of the company that you want to be the focal, like, what would you narrow it down to?
Security. I
Security,
probably would
so.
narrow the, yeah, there, yeah, consider it, because with security, cybersecurity, with cloud, I can touch that. I can touch cloud, like architect, like security architect, I can do that. With networking, I can be like a security networker. With cybersecurity, all around, I can be a cybersecurity engineer, help solve problems on networks.
I
It's
understand.
just, that would probably be like the thing that would carry, like the workhorse that would carry the rest of the company.
So basically, you want to make sure that it's multifaceted. It's very important that you still cover it, and you feel like stress security is the best way to show that. So, is it, would you say community is like a strong, I don't know, action words you want to use to be able to convey the message, or is it more just about protecting, or is it?
Well, it's, there's people that need to be out there that needs to be taught about, the emphasis and the importance, the sense of urgency. That's where I look for, a sense of urgency of security. Because the more people that be able to do it, the better off they'll be able to secure their data.
Right.
So it's important to go out there and tell people about it. And then also, even as a company, we should still, I also would think that, and probably emphasize teaching the client to be more safe by maybe giving also notes after we come in and do our job. So we'll probably pass on notes, or pass on like, hints or like clues, or whatever, some information saying that, please, this is what happened. Your bank account got hacked because, or maybe you had a weak password. Here's the other ways to strengthen that password. Start with two-factor password. Start with that, like multi-factor, something like that. You know how you have to, when you log in, sometimes most companies use where you have to do like a two-factor password, or like do like a puzzle thing to make sure you're not a robot. Yeah, do something
Yeah.
like that. You know,
Yeah, I
it,
mean,
you
like a
know,
verification.
yeah. I
Two
mean, but
step
you know.
verification.
Yes, because, but I mean, people just need to really get involved in it and start doing research at, in themselves. So, I believe that it's important to also talk about that. So,
Well
yeah.
said, well said, well said. 'Cause how you can't get somebody involved they don't know about, that they're missing out on information or missing out on a service that definitely they're in need of. So I understand where you're coming from.
Yes.
With that being said, let's move into the next state, phase of the podcast. And at this time, I wanted to learn more about what I could do today as far as design when it comes to helping you show the multifacets of your brand within a local design. Now, on our podcast, we normally, have a time frame for how long we're going to do it. And today, I'm thinking might switch it up. And then at the same time, I'm thinking we're going to keep it the same. So, we're going to do a challenge of 10 minutes. However, though, I'm going to give you the opportunity to challenge, to throw me a monkey wrench and see one thing that we can be able to challenge ourselves together on to make this design memorable. So, what would be one thing that you want to see in this design? And I don't know why I hold my hand up. I think you can see a logo on my hand, but
Yeah.
that
Like
was.
it, like, and then that's the thing about like IT computer companies when it comes to logos. Usually the emphasis more on like on the words. Probably, like a shield, showing like, a shield of protection, like security. It's and again, like I said, it's kind of hard, but at the same time, it's like you can do a basic logo and it'd be good. And then you can also like go out. So it's like really
Well,
not really like too strict of it, but start with a shield,
okay, all right. I mean, look, we're here to challenge ourselves, bro. There's no limitations to it. Let's have fun with it. However, though, like I said, we got 10 minutes, bro. So let's have fun with it.
Go
10
for it.
minutes to design a memorable logo. We're using a shield. And you know what? Let's make it two times this time. So let's make it two obstacles.
All right.
So you said a shield. Let's throw in another one. Let's say, do you want to make it? Let's see.
Let make it.
If it's IT, let's say that then we're gonna go all the way IT, and let's say it has to be, have a futuristic look.
Okay, bet.
All right, let's go. At this time, I'm gonna go ahead and get my timer set. So we can go ahead and get this challenge started.
I can't wait to see this.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, I want to see this.
Yeah, man. I'm looking forward to it, bro. Hold on. All of a sudden, I'm having an issue. There we go. Here we go. It's ready. Starting the timer now. All right, bro. So, let's start off with the font first, bro. What kind of font are you thinking about using, bro?
Something with a little boldness into it, you know?
Okay, I got you on that. With some weight to it. I got you. Maximum solutions, right? And it probably would help if I increased the font size so you can see, and it's so could everybody else. Let's jack it on up to something like that. Maximum solutions. All right, now that we got that situated, let's look at some fonts, bro. So you said you wanted something that's bold. What else? Like, you want it to be like bold and edgy, or you want it to be like some bold, you want it to be bold and like straight line, like very structured, or you want it like more curvy,
I
more like
the curve,
flowy?
curvy,
I feel
not too
like,
like too not too boxy. You know what I mean? Like not too boxy, but I take a little curves.
you want something like that, like the old Greek style? I could, maximal solutions. That's all, like a little play on it. Let's see what we can do with this. Let's create the outlines, ungroup this, and then let's take this. All right, bro. Hey, please, don't hesitate to push input, bro. We're designing together, bro. If you help me, I'll help you
All right,
design this
bet.
logo within 10 minutes.
All right, bet. Yeah, you can emphasize that the maximum,
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, Maximum Solutions.
All right.
And I would play with more with the sizing of it so that it reads exactly like that. Ooh, even like that. But that's not the way I'm gonna keep it. I'm going to keep it more like, hold on. Like that. Trying to do too many things with too many different hands. All right. Nope. Let's group this real quick. Okay, so we got that. Nudge it back over. All right.
Yo, I just thought about something.
What's up, bro?
Get like a you where the M at?
Yeah.
Have like you got like a little laptop logo? Like you could just put it over there like on order on top of the M.
Oh, so you want it to be like a box of like a little laptop.
You can put a little laptop on top of the M and then have like a shield that's like put in place at the on the other M.
Okay, that's what you think. That's what you want to see how it looks, bro. I'm down to see what it's like, bro. Like I said, this is a logo that I want to see you happy with, and also as a designer, bro, we're here to try to help together. Now, I recommend that you really should stick with one, but let's, for the sake of this, challenge, let's see how we can make that happen. Let's try using some AI, see if we can come up with a shape or something. I can design something right now, but let's use the tools that we have to see what we can come up with, bro. You said a laptop, right? Sorry, I was trying to think about what I was about to say. Laptop.
Yeah, laptop or computer, but let's try the laptop first.
Actually, I just thought about something. Let's change it to that. Let's not even change it to a subject. Let's change it to an icon. See what happens. Sometimes the more specific you are with it, the more you are likely to get a better result, if you know what I mean. All right, so we're getting some results still coming in. As of right now, we got literally 4 minutes and 50 seconds. So at least we got we got some progress, but we didn't do a lot of different variations yet. Okay, so these are the laptops. For the sake of what we got as far as time goes, bro, this is what you're gonna have to use, bro. So you said you want your iHeartRadio on here, right?
iHeart computer.
Right, iHeartRadio computer, right?
Like a little bit smaller, like so it might
Oh
be
yeah.
able to fit into that. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm thinking, bro.
I
You
hear what you're
see.
saying. You're trying to say like it's gonna like float over the top, basically. Like a little top hat. Then, bam, there you go. That's how that would look according to your vision. Not bad, bro. Now, if I was gonna do this, I would strongly recommend if you're gonna do it, though, I would say let's center it so that it has more relationship to what's going on. And what I would do is to make sure that it's centered, I would hold on. Yeah, I should do this. Come down here, the line. Oh, nope. That didn't work right. I thought I had this. Oh, I thought I had this selected already in group. I guess I didn't. No worries. We got that. Got that. That's how it should be if it's put in the center exactly. But when the design, you have to think about balance. So I don't think we should keep it that way. I think how we had it was right. We're gonna keep it back how we had it. And I think If I was going to do it, I would just increase it just a little bit, enough so that it matches the weight of the font more. That's what I would recommend as a final design. We still got 2 more minutes, bro. So I'm gonna see about going a whole different direction and see if I can come up with something else, if you don't mind.
Go for
Please
it.
help me out, bro. Tell me what you think about something else, like a different, whole different font.
All right, let me see. I have to see
Like I
the
said,
fonts.
we got literally 2 minutes to make up with something else, bro. Make it memorable.
Try it.
You know, oh, that's right. And we gotta do the shoot. I'm gonna type it in here right now. While you're thinking, I'm typing in here right now the shield. See if we can come up with a shield, bro. You want the shield to have flames on it or something? What you want it?
Put a little flames on. You can put a little flames
Flaming shield.
on. That's right. Because that security be on fire.
Right. It's smoking.
That's
Somebody had my stuff.
right.
All right, bro. So why is doing that? You were saying something before that?
No, well, you said something about the font, and I seen a font on there that I wanted to probably do, but
Okay. Do you remember the
probably
name?
got it again real quick.
No problem. Yeah, we're gonna check it out. I can't do it until this thing's finished, though. That's the reason why I'm trying to just get an idea. If you have an idea of what it's named, you don't know what it's called. No, I'm asking, do you know what it's called?
No, I don't know what it's called. No, I don't.
Okay, all
I
right,
knew
no
it was kind
problem.
of quick. Yeah, it was kind of quick.
No worries, bro. We'll figure it out together. All right, we're almost there. Oh my goodness, we got 40 seconds left, bro. Oh, pick a shield.
That one right there.
This one, or the gold one? Which one?
Take the one in the middle.
One in the middle. Okay, got it. Bam. Ooh. Ding. All right. And oh shoot, bro. Oh shoot, man. Look at that. Not bad. What if like we play with the size of that? I should play with that a little bit more. But I guess that's time. Gotta stop. All right, bro. Well, hey, we did meet the challenge as far as being able to complete a design. We got something on the paper and we got something designed. Now, with that being said, bro, hey, I know the lights are, a little bright on your head back there, bro, but the hard part is, it's over with, so you can take a breather now.
Challenge,
All right.
the challenge, the challenge is hype, bro. The challenge, yeah. Trying to come
Oh,
up
well,
with
thank
something
you.
pretty good, yeah, man,
Thank
yeah.
you, bro.
Keep
Thank
going,
you.
keep going with it. You got my support,
Appreciate
bro.
you. Thank you, bro. I appreciate you.
Yeah.
Hey, if I was going to ask you right now, could you describe to me what that logo looks like right now? Can you tell me like what any special characters look like on the logo itself or anything like that?
Well, I mean, I had like that. I was thinking about a white, the font. I was thinking about a white bold font, kind of like with the shadow outline doing one, another one
Okay.
too as well. That so,
Okay.
yeah. So yeah, I
But
was
I'm
thinking about
saying,
that as well.
I'm sorry about, but the logo that we just designed together, can you describe to me what it looks like?
It has the bold letters with Maximal Solutions on it. Has a laptop on it, and
Can you
also has two.
like if I was like to ask you to draw it out for me, would you be able to draw it?
Maybe.
Don't sound too confident.
I might be able to draw it out.
Can you at least tell me what the M looks like? Can you do like a something like that, an air draw?
Like something like this here. Let me say like this, like this, like this, like that M, like that.
No, that's off, bro. You started going up, then you went down
My
before
bad, my bad. Like
cross.
this. It
Oh
was like, okay, it was kind of weird. But the
man.
phone, it's kind of weird though. It's kind of weird. So I was like, something like, It was something like this. It was like this. And then as like it kind of had like the like a little like a little space, the more than usual. And it was
Yeah,
like,
it had a dip down, then they
yeah,
went
dip there,
across,
dip
then they
down like
went,
that. Yeah, they like that. It had like a little dip in them, yeah.
but you didn't say that. You was like,
I know, yeah,
went
but
to
I
the
was
other
trying to, yeah, I
way.
was trying, but yeah, because I got little, I was like, dang, what is it? Because I know, because I seen the other M too, and I was like, come on now.
Well, because of that, bro, I can't say that we can move on to the next phase because of the fact it doesn't seem like the logo is memorable.
Yeah.
It's gotta be memorable for us to be able to complete the challenge. So at that time, I'm gonna go ahead and show you the logo for yourself so you can see what I'm talking about. And maybe next time we'll be able to design a logo that's more memorable. Because that's what the whole challenge is all about. Memorable. Man, it was a pleasure working with you, bro, first and foremost.
Yeah.
Before I go ahead and show you back to the logo, I just want to take the time to show you, man. It was a pleasure. I'm not going to be, like I said, move forward with the next phase of the logo design, how it
Yeah.
normally would be because of the fact of that. However, hold tight.
How's it going? I'm a little busy right now. I'm on a mission. I'm on my way to the store. What's up? I don't know. Maybe later. Hey, man, it's getting light. It's getting dark out here, man. It's cold. I can't talk long. Hey, gotta hurry to get to the store. You should too. Check out our store today. Devin's Dev.design. All right, bro. I gotta get off this phone, man. It is out here. All right.
All right. So this is what I was talking about, how it's more of like a, it's kind of more of like a Stonehenge kind of like, it's a slab kind of serif, so a sans serif type of font. So it has all the same weight on the font. And I was looking for you to say like how it goes straight up and how it has like the little curves like on the edges. And then it has like that T bar kind of going across,
Yeah.
but you didn't really give me too much of the description. You was just like, yeah, it's a bold font, which is understandable, bro. I mean, that's the whole purpose of the challenge. So with that being said, let's move on just to see what it would look like, just to see like what it would be like if it was going to be in color. Normally, when it comes to the logo design, we don't move into the next spot, which will be like color and stuff like that. However, though, for the hell of it, let's see what happens. Cool?
Oh.
Cool. So, when it comes to color, what kind of color are you looking at, bro?
Maybe you can add like a you can probably add like a little like a blue, like a type
Okay.
of blue.
Like a blue, what kind of blue? Are you thinking like a royal blue? Or are you thinking more of a navy blue? You thinking more of a
Like a navy blue.
Okay. Now, at this time, bro, I'm going to share the screen with you and we're gonna choose from these wonderful like swatches like that we have already kind of put together. We can use that as a template to be able to see, you know, what kind of format you might want to use as far as maybe you might want to choose two different colors. We'll
Yeah.
play with it. I recommend you sticking with one, but if there's something that if it makes sense and you want to see what it looks like, what two, we can do it, bro.
All right.
So give me a second and let's do that right now. All right. So these are the different color swatches that we have we can choose from, bro. And what you saying that you're thinking navy blue? Navy blue and what? Or are you thinking about another color? Because these are different colors. The blues are hues, blues you can choose from.
Yeah, I see all the blues and stuff I'm looking at right now. Need something that sticks out though. I'm really thinking about it now.
Well, definitely blue is usually an industry kind of standard kind of color when it comes to being secure and things like that. It's recommended as being, it's looked at as being trustworthy. So if you are going that route, I understand what your psychological
No,
thoughts behind that.
we can walk, we can rock the blue. I'm thinking about that blue in the middle though. That
Which
sit over
one?
there in that palette. A little bit more to the right. Yeah, right, yeah, that one right there.
The one that's all the way in the middle?
Yeah, the one's in the
Right.
middle. Think
This
about
one
the
right
one.
here.
Yeah, think about the one in the middle.
All right. Yep, gotcha. You said you wanted to see what it looks like in that blue, right?
Yeah.
All right. So, bro, how about we do it this way? I got something for you. First and foremost, we got to narrow it down. Which one of these do you want to be able to submit as far as saying your final design? Would you want to use the Flamin' Heart Radio computer for maximum solutions or the shield? The Zelda Shield of Love. Hell no, it was funny.
It's hilarious though. That was
Right.
funny.
So, bro, with that said, excuse me. All right. So, I got a surprise for you. First and foremost, let's make that be that color blue, like you was asking. It's acting a little slow. It's all good though. That's how it looks, right? All right, all right. Now, before I go further though, we still didn't. You didn't decide on which one you want to do. Do you want to do the Zelda of Love shield, or did you want to do the flaming? What it? What do we call it? The
The flaming
flaming.
shield.
It's like, no, don't say it again. Don't say it again. All right, I got you, bro. Flaming shield, it is. Hey, that's what we originally said we wanted to do in the first place. So I think you made the right choice. Security. I mean, the I feel like using the laptop is very literal, and you don't really need to be literal. I think a lot of people get misconstrued that a logo needs to tell what the brand is right off the bat. Actually, you don't. So, first, let's get the right sizing down. And this is so sensitive that you're seeing the touch. So, I'm gonna get rid of this one. Don't need that. And think that's a good size, bro. What I would do is come in here with this, and we can even make it the blue color as well. Bam! The blue heart. So now it's consistent. And the surprise I was going to tell you about coming up right now. So, hold on, let's do this first. Let's get rid of these other ones. We don't need all these others because we're not using them. And they're gone. Cool. All right, bro. So, with that being said, I was thinking, let's do like an offset path where we do something like, hold on. Actually, I did it wrong. Yeah, I did that wrong. I gotta go. I know. Let's do it a quicker way, a different way. Let's do it this way. Let's try something different. I don't feel like going around that way. Okay, so we want it to be that color. This one too. That. Let's
Call
do
from
that.
144394.
What if we did something where we play with it like that?
Yeah, I was thinking about that. When I said, remember I said the shadow, like have like a
Yeah.
shadow look on it. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Sounds more like, offset, offsetting it like that. Gotta play with the right exact like alignment, but I like how it was first though. I think actually, I don't know, what was it? Like that. It was really clean.
Yeah.
What do you think? The thing
Yeah.
is though, some of that stuff might get it gets a little, well, you know what? Let's do this then. We could just easily add a stroke to the outline of that, and that will solve that problem so that you still can see all that. There you go.
There you go.
I think that has a nice little read and balance. Now it has some weight counter. It balances with the shield, so it's not just all heavy boldness.
Yeah. Yeah, you're making the middle look feel easy, you know? Yeah.
What you think? You want to do that same thing for the solutions part too, or do you think? I think you should probably just use the solutions part. Should be in the blue.
Yeah, like all blue. You talking about like,
Yeah,
yeah.
maximum solutions.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like if you're gonna do it though, then you're gonna do it. Then you gotta make the. Let's see.
Shield.
That's just a skill when you do it like that. But hold on a second. Let me see something. Let's see when I do it like this. And let's shoot. How can I do this without? Excuse me. All right, bro. I got it. I got an idea. Let's do it this way. So we're going to select all this. Oh, there we go. Now it's working. Don't want that. Excuse me, bro. It's gonna get a little tedious, but it's gonna be worth it. Crap. Nope. That's not what I want. Let's zoom in and let's just get, you know what? Select these. So right now what I'm doing is I'm trying to get all of these empty spaces so that it's so that I'm not I don't want like there's certain parts that I want to keep and I
Yeah.
want to there we go.
You trying to smooth it out.
Well, now I'm just smooth it out. I'm trying to make sure that I don't like I want to keep some of the detail, but I don't need all the extra lines. And I'm trying
Yeah.
to change the color of it without changing all of them. There we
Yeah.
go. Something like that. And then let's hold on. Let's go zoom back in. And let's say let's I don't think we need all that. Oh, crap. Did it too much. Let's redo it. I see. And then there you go. That's what I'm trying to do. Yay, it's working. I like it when the plan comes together. Please, and don't hesitate to give the input, bro. Like I said, there's no right or wrong.
Yeah, I'm just watching what you're doing. I'm just watching what you're doing.
Yeah, challenge is just designed together, bro.
Yeah, I know. I want to see what you're doing first before I say something.
Yeah.
Yeah, buddy.
I see how you are.
Yeah. probably Get rid of that. What you think about getting rid of that heart, though?
You don't have to keep it on there. It's up to
No,
you if you want to get rid of it. I just need to know so before we go too much further, though.
yeah, get rid of the heart. Let's see what it look like without. Let's see what it looks like without the heart.
All right. It's just like a regular old shield with another with the emblem on it. But another shield inside of it.
Yeah. I likes that.
You like that?
Yeah. This
That's what you want?
two shields.
Yeah.
Don't you know? Yeah, take that heart out. Yeah, it looks, yeah, I like that.
All right. I
Yeah.
get it. I get it. If you're gonna do that, I think what would be cool is this is pretty cool. What if this part though was
Yep. There you go.
now it's more consistent.
Yep.
So let me just do this real quick for the viewers and for you so you can see as well. This is hold on. This is what I looked like before. This is what it looks like afterwards. So there's a difference in there. Subtle difference though makes a big difference to me.
Yeah.
I think you make the right call about changing that, and that makes it more memorable as well. It's more consistent.
Yeah.
So good call, bro, as
Yeah.
well. All right, so now that we got that done, and we got our final logo, the next step part of the project, step of the process, usually is actually showing how it really looks in the real world on different formats and different platforms and different materials. However, it's going to be a little bit different. So with that being said, let's see what your logo would look like for Maximal Solutions on some different promotional pieces. So at this time, bro, I need you to pick a number 1 through 6. You get to pick three different numbers, and I need you to pick those three numbers all at one time.
5, 2, and 6.
You said the numbers 2, 5, and 6, right?
Yeah.
All right, now, I I'm going to explain something to you real quickly before we get started. It's a, you know, kind of a what's behind a curtain kind of thing. I'm going to give you a chance to be able to choose three different numbers at this time. If you choose a number that doesn't have anything underneath it, then you kind of don't get a chance to see the rest of them. So I want to give you an opportunity to be able to see if you want to take a chance to be able to pick any different numbers.
All right.
So you just chose 2, 5, and 6. Would you like to choose three different numbers?
Let's see here. I still want to take two.
Okay.
Roll with four. And then give me five.
All right, man. Here we go. Number two. Unfortunately, you got the oops. I can't go no further after that, bro. Sorry. Try to give you even another try, and you still chill with the two. Damn. You won't get a chance to see what the other props might be, bro. Oh, unfortunately, and we're out of time as well, man. But hey, it's been a pleasure once again. Hey, in the future, let's keep in mind, you know, when you come back, because I would love to have you come back, bro, and we could even work on the maximum solutions design so that we can really, you know, push it forward as far as the idea more. And hopefully next time you'll get a chance to, you know, to make it to the next phase so you can see, you know, what options you might be able to have when it comes to seeing that actual logo being actually on a product. Because it's not a bad looking logo actually at all, to be honest with you, bro. I think that the people who are viewers who are watching, they would say it the same. What do you guys think? Do you guys agree this is like a decent looking logo? Does it look memorable? I know it wasn't memorable when we asked them to describe it, but you know, as far as the design of it is, it does have some appeal to it that I think is memorable to me. So with that said, I'm going to close off by saying thank you to our special guest client, Jasper. Jasper, is there anything that you would like to close off like with it? Is like leaving any kind of closing remarks or anything you want to say about the project?
Yeah, man, this is a pretty interesting and very entertaining project.
All right. Hey, I appreciate it, man. Thank you. Hey, once again, this is Dev.Devin. Stay engaged. It's another episode of Designer Labs. Until next time, peace.
Ace.
It's time.